Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Christmas songs. All right, let's see what we have in the Christmas mantle here this morning. It's, what about that, Jen Jen?
I like this.
Hey, boys, how about a snippet of this? 1963 is the year this was first heard. Crank it up, Peter.
Where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red.
Until after Christmas, Kenny Kessler had a problem technologically, so we're here putting things together. What are people talking on Facebook.com/today, Twitter at Gooday? What seems to be the number one issue of the day, Jen Jen?
Oh, gosh, Facebook today, lots of stuff trending around, but not on our page because I'll get there. Kourtney Kardashian is actually the top story on Facebook today.
Really?
Yeah, she had a baby over the weekend,
really?
And the name was just introduced.
What's the name?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Rain.
Rain, rain in Spain. Yes.
Yeah, R-E-I-G-N, like Lord's, right, like a Lord's
right.
Rain.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you look at our Facebook page, Dougie, Ken asked, what are the top 10 most important topics to you last week? And Julie said, really, what's up with North Korea?
Really? What's up with North Korea?
She said, really?
What's up with North Korea? Yes.
We don't let no podunk country tell us what we can do. Our men and women have fought for our freedom. Sony, give the movie to Netflix and let every family pay to see it. They can't bomb every household. So she had that to say. Then Eric said that his most important stories were the NFL action this week and congressional budget deal. And he said, I've heard enough about the other topics for to last the rest of the weekend. So there you go.
Well, that was the poll also, DougStephan.com. Mm-hmm. So we usually simultaneously run it at DougStephan.com and on the Facebook page and Twitter. The results of the this is taken from the talkers' work on the top 10 talk topics of the week. Last week, your suggestion on our poll page, anyway, as it may reflect individually, if you take the Twitter and Facebook account, we can find out what you think individually. But in a collective sense, 23% of you said that the Obama amnesty action was the most important story of the week. Mm-hmm. That's fine. You find out whatever what else he's going to do this week in terms of executive action.
No, he's golfing this week. He's on vacation.
Yeah, don't hold your breath on that one. 16% of you thought the congressional budget deal was the most interesting of the week. Let's see here. 15% said the Taliban massacre in Pakistan. 12% said the North Korean Sony Pictures hacking case. How much more of that have you got comment-wise at Facebook.com/Gooday or Twitter?
Not too much. Those are the big comments right now.
All right.
What I think is interesting, though, and I cannot claim any responsibility for this one, Dougie.
No.
Whose idea was it to post your plumbing nightmares on Facebook?
That was Tom Kreitler's idea last week.
Okay, well, it's working, and there are some disgusting photos up there. So I know we're giving away these Delta Tempo spray LED digital temperature display hand showers, and they're really, really cool. We all have one. But if you want yours, the genius behind Tom Kreitler said to put your nastiest photos of your plumbing problems up on Facebook, and that's how we're going to award them. them. And
we gave away one on Friday. We're giving away another one next Friday. So
well,
keep those bad pictures
keep them coming.
Coming
because yeah. there's a couple where there's right. like toilets backed up into bathtubs. And
yeah.
Love gross. Them.
Check the pictures out. Facebook.com/voicemail.
Don't check the pictures out.
All right. So the United States is considering its options as fallout from Sony's hack intensifies. The administration said they're considering options for a proportional response to the cyber attack on Sony that exposed a lot of sensitive company data, prompted movie theaters to pull this movie that was inspiring the attack, so some say. Although the North Koreans say, we didn't do that. And if you do anything against us, there's going to be terrible ramifications for you. Really? Huh. Well, the United States government says a sophisticated hacker working on behalf of North Korea was responsible. The Secretary of Homeland Security stopped short of pointing the finger directly at the government of North Korea, because they don't either know or they don't want to say. Why? But why is the government getting involved in this? I don't see how the government being involved in this really does any good one way or another. I don't see it. Am I missing something? This could be national security. Yeah. But I just don't see that this is a private company, unless there's something there that people don't want. You know, the people there have said to the people in Washington, look, there's some really dicey stuff here. We don't want this to get out.
Don't you think a threat, though, to the homeland is Homeland Security no matter what?
What's the real threat? What
well,
can they do?
Well, the threat that they're going to bomb movie theaters should be noted by Homeland Security, I would say.
Noted, maybe, but how do they carry that out?
It would be, but I mean, I agree with you that most things should be kept private, but I don't understand why it's Homeland Security is not involved with this. I mean, anytime someone's making threats to bomb us, to be taken with whatever, whether it's a grain of salt or taken seriously, it should still be looked at by
them. I don't think they have the ability to do much of anything except talk, frankly. 888-302-3684. U.S. consumers are buying gifts at a frantic pace as we get down to the last few days before Christmas. The beneficiaries, still brick-and-mortar stores. More than half of you purchasing gifts primarily from the stores. 93% of you say that you will indulge in some online shopping, however. So, clearly, retail is in the stores, but it is headed toward digital. The store is very pertinent. Retailers are trying to blend the store with the online experience. How many people have ordered online and gone to the store to pick it up? I even did that.
I think that defeats the purpose of doing online shopping.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How so?
Well, if I'm going to order something online, it's because I want it delivered.
Uh-huh. Well, some people are... I went online last Saturday. I needed a special foam to redo
what?
Charlotte's bed.
Pervert.
No, Charlotte's bed needed to be redone, so I needed
sure.
a foam. So I went online, and I found that you can find it at a Target store.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reserved it at the Target store nearest me, and then I went over and picked it up.
So where do you pick it up at the Target? In the front or what?
No, you just go into they tell you, okay, here's where it's located over here. You go down and pick it up and pay for it, and bingo, you're done. I could have paid for it online. There were two choices, pay for it online or pay for it at the store.
Hmm.
So that's what I did. I think that may be an interesting way to blend all of this stuff. But under the circumstances, I still want to feel, but I'm a traditionalist in a sense. And I don't do that much shopping anyway. I find myself doing a little more shopping this year than I have, frankly, for some obvious and some not so obvious reasons. At any rate, 888-302-3684. The Pope issued a blistering critique today of the Vatican bureaucracy that supposedly serves him and the church. He denounced how some people lust for power at all costs, living hypocritical double lives, and suffer from spiritual Alzheimer's that's made them forget they're supposed to be joyful men of God. Isn't that... The religious part of this doesn't do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I hear and listen to what this guy is saying. What a great example he's setting pretty much for everybody. Think about that in terms of people who run businesses or who are in government. You're supposed to serve the people, but more often than not, in government, the people are serving the government instead of the government serving the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same with any bureaucracy, whether it's the church, whether it's government, whether it's a big business. It's all the same. What a genius this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. Do many of the you're in the C&E crowd plus, sort of, as far as going to church is concerned. When you listen to the priests, what do they call it, homilies when they're in
the homily.
The homily. Mm-hmm. Do you find them picking up on much of what the Pope says?
I think so. Yeah, actually more. And I've noticed this, interestingly enough, I've noticed more with this Pope that there seems to be more dynamic homilies. And I don't know, you should actually ask Peter, because he's one of our, he's a very good churchgoer and his dad's very involved with the church.
Peter is running our control facilities because everybody else is gone. So Peter, you can, if you feel to comment on that.
I've noticed that the homilies have gotten better and they're actually more valuable to everyday life, I think.
Peter, you go to church every day?
No, weekly.
Weekly, okay. What have you noticed that's different since this Pope became the person in charge?
Oh, he's definitely starting a lot of conversations.
Is it healthy? You like?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you stimulated by it?
Yeah.
What do you think of what he said about the hierarchy in the Vatican?
And I believe him.
Yeah. You can see it every day all the way around, no matter where you go. These people are serving themselves and not those, the flock, as it were. So it's a good food for thought. This guy has lots of food for thought, and I think that that's something to be touted and praised, frankly, which is, this is a good time of year to do that, right? 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the bud, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. Exploring a new city can be an exciting adventure, but worrying about budget can take the fun out of any vacation. According to a recent Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans make vacation choices based on travel costs. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
One of the best ways you can save on travel expenses is to stay with family or friends. Or, if that's not an option, it's generally cheaper to travel during off-peak seasons. One of my favorite ways to offset costs is using a travel rewards credit card that gives me the flexibility to use my points towards a broad range of travel expenses. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all your purchases. Simply redeem points for an online statement credit to pay yourself back for travel-related expenses. This way, your everyday purchases can help pay off your fun activities and help your travel budget.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer. It's
definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Yes. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a mask responsibly.
Hi. I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Thank you.
complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Christmas one-hit wonder contest here on Good Day.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbon.
Pretty hard to believe.
All blue.
Yeah,
it
wasn't Christmas yet, but it's true.
Wrap your presents to your darling from you.
Remember, the rule is it's one Christmas.
Pretty pencil to write I love you.
Who this is, start dialing us up at 888-302-3684. This person obviously had success in lots of other musical areas, but this is the only Christmas song that hit the charts for this artist. So if you can name the artist, 888-302-3684. Winner will get a gift pack from Mannheim Steamroller, a new CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040, which is celebrating their 30th year as Christmas performers and their 40th year as performers in general. Plus, you get a canister of their cinnamon hot chocolate yum stuff. Yum, yum, yummy, yummy stuff. So, here we have this is a singer from Texas, had 22 hits in the top 40. This song was his only Christmas performer. It was in 1963 and 1964. This made it big as far as Christmas music. So, if you know who it is, tell us the name of this Christmas one-hit wonder singer, 888-302-3684. This song was written by Willie Nelson, in case you didn't know that, Jennifer.
I did not.
This singer won 6 Grammys. 3 of those were awarded for performances released after his death in 1988. Known for his sunglasses, he joined George Harrison in the Traveling Wilburys. Remember that in the 1980s? Great stuff. He was in the Sun Records class of 1955 with Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee, and Elvis Presley. So, pretty much everybody ought to know who this is. 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Peter. Let's have a little more of Pretty Paper.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbon of blue.
Our one-hit Wonder song, as with the many of the Christmas songs in that era. They are pretty short. That's a little less than 3 minutes. John's in Maryland. Hi, John. Have I spoken to you before, ever?
No, sir, you haven't.
Well, glad to have you on board. Merry Christmas
Good
to you
morning,
and your family.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. All right, so this is a one-hit wonder no-brainer, right?
More or less, yeah. If you're old enough.
Oh, please.
Yes, because I don't know this. I don't.
You
think.
Don't?
I mean, I have a guess, but I don't know.
Really? You honestly don't know who that is, John?
Honestly, I think I have a guess.
Wow. Man, I guess we are aging ourselves, John. All right, so tell us who it is.
Ray Orbison.
It is Roy Orbison.
No, my guess was wrong.
What? Who did you think it was?
I thought it was like Johnny Mathis or something. I
don't know. No. Really, you
I had no idea.
Really and truly.
Swear. I wouldn't yank your chain, Doug.
Your mother and father will be ashamed of you.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So what do you like best about Orbison's music, John, in general? What's your favorite outside of Christmas? What's your favorite Roy Orbison tune?
Oh, I would probably say Pretty Woman.
Yeah, that's a good song. That's
a good
great song. Yep, right. So what is going on in John's household and in his family for Christmas?
Oh, we're just going nuts as everybody else is.
Doing what?
Getting ready and working.
What do you do for work?
I'm a security supervisor for one of the major chicken companies.
Chicken companies? You're talking about Tyson or
no.
Purdue?
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah.
One of them.
No, but Purdue. Well, Purdue has separate farms that they use. The chicken is grown by independent farmers, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and then they bring it all in. But they have they scrutinize how it's done. They have regulations, sort of, or they have ways that they want it done. And so you follow that if you want to be one of their producers.
That's exactly correct. Right. They're very strict on their quality control.
All right, John, Merry Christmas. You'll get the prize, the Mannheim Steamroller prize package. Thanks very much. Merry Christmas. 28 after this is a good day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Twas the night of the holiday party when all through the house she was dancing and primping, getting ready to bounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heels, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deals. With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathrobe free with any $40 fragrance purchase while supplies last. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Get Macy's after Christmas prices now during our biggest sweater, coat, and boot sale of the season. Outerwear for her and him from Kenneth Cole and Moore, 60% off. Sweaters for her and him from Charter Club, Alfani and Moore, 50 to 65% off. Boots from Bandolino, Mark Fisher and Moore, $59.99 to $99.99. And save 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% on select fine jewelry. Get Macy's after Christmas prices now. Doors open at 7 a.m. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. system. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Monday, the 22nd of December, where to find last-minute gift ideas. Jennifer, I'm sure she's got a few of those up her sleeve.
Actually, you can call. I'm a gift whisperer.
Really?
I do.
You what?
I do really well at gift shopping.
Really?
Don't I? I've gotten you some good stuff.
I think you are terrific when it comes to gift giving.
Yeah, right. So if you need help, call me and I'll help you.
888-302-3684. Meanwhile, as we think about the season, we think about snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. Rod Stewart had done very well in many different circles. I don't know if this is a one-hit wonder song for him or not.
No. But speaking of snow, can I tell you what I did yesterday?
I'd love to know what you did.
Because, you know, I'm fighting the Ebola virus. I don't want to cause any mass panic, but, you know,
I've been
a little under the weather,
uh-huh.
As you can tell by my voice today. And so yesterday, I stayed in and I watched, for the first time ever in my life, White Christmas.
Did you?
With the bear.
And how'd you like it?
I loved it. It was such a cute movie. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. But I don't know. I think that these things have become passe for me. A lot of people like it. It's good for the family, those sorts of things. But I've never really, you know how I am when it comes to things. I never thought Miracle on 34th Street was that good. Or I just,
well, you know,
I don't
the thing for
it.
Me is that White Christmas was never really part of those movies for me. I mean, I never really, it wasn't even part of my knowledge about Christmas movies. Until I was going to New York a couple years ago and I saw that they were doing a stage production of White Christmas, and I was mm-hmm. like, oh, you know, but I never saw it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just wasn't part of that, you know, Angel Gets His Wings, Miracle on 34th Street stuff, Elf, even, you know, the modern day National Lampoon, never part of that. Yeah. So I was very excited to watch it. It was fun.
Good. Glad you liked it.
And it wasn't all Christmas. I mean, so you would have liked it. It wasn't all Christmassy, schmaltzy stuff.
In terms of charities for Christmas, how many people have put something into a Salvation Army pot? And what happens if we are going more and more toward online to organizations like the Salvation Army? Will they get donations online? I know a lot of people give cars and boats and that sort of thing to them. But what happens? This is maybe the most distinctive charity at this time of year because the bell ringers in front of all the stores, the malls, continue to attract attention. We had a story, as a matter of fact, I think it took place in my hometown last week, but it made national news. This lady dropped a ring that was worth a couple of thousand bucks in the Salvation Army pot.
She meant to, though, right?
No, she did. But yeah, but are those things happening? Anybody who's working for Salvation Army, if you want to give us a buzz, 888-302-3684. How are things this year as compared to last year or years? Maybe there are a lot of these people who have almost as a religion. The Salvation Army seems to be, for some folks, kind of a religion. And the people who go out, the bell ringers, are people who are parishioners, in a manner of speaking. I saw a fellow last week. It was so cold. I felt sorry for the guy. They're just standing out there ringing that bell, hoping somebody will throw some stuff into the kettle. I think a lot of people are motivated to do that. But how is it any different, especially when I look around here in Los Angeles? Yesterday, when we went to a couple of different places, they're everywhere. You know, walking around the promenade, the Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica here, there are people on every corner who have their hand out, and they have signs, and I find myself continually amused. There was a fellow who was sitting with a bag and a dog, and he was smoking, and he had a pair of Nikes that were brand new on.
Yep, and they always have the dog with them.
Right. Is that protection or is that, what a sweet dog?
No, I think it's just to pull at your heartstrings a little bit.
Yeah, but when somebody's wearing, anybody who's smoking or who's wearing, I mean,
because smokes aren't cheap, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, who are you kidding? But some people fall for it. But I don't say, I'm not saying that because the Salvation Army is something that's not legit, because it is. But still, there's that begathon kind of. I mean, I get the same greasy feeling when I watch, even though I'm a big fan of the specials and the things that are on PBS, when they come on radio or television and they just go on and on and on and on, ask for your money. Please, 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 we can't do this, we can't do that without your support. That's a bunch of nonsense. They have so much money, most of this, especially the national coffers of these, of NPR. They built a building, they rebuilt their studio facilities and offices in Washington. $14 million they spent.
That's what turns me off, and I feel sorry for it, because you've got these people out there who are standing in the cold or whatever, just standing outside someplace.
Right.
Ring, 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 ring. I mean, it's got to be a very monotonous job, and they're doing that. But then you just know where that money's not going exactly where you want it
to go.
So I'm always motivated to find those charities, and that was kind of the idea behind us highlighting these lesser-known charities that still need your help, where the money goes directly to the cause instead of to all the infrastructure that it costs.
And there are lots of those places around.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying don't contribute into the pot side.
No.
I think it's good. It's a good cause.
It is. It is. I mean, you know, and you just divide it up a little bit, but I always encourage people to look for those places or local churches or homeless shelters or things in your community where you can see your money go to work.
You're Monday, good day program. It's 21 minutes before the hour. Jennifer and I are here with an early celebration. I'll be on the air live with Ken Kessler on Christmas Day and New Year's as well. The usual end of the year surveys are being released starting today.
These make me happy.
AP, Associated Press poll, asking the writers, people that are publishers, people that use their product in their facilities, what is the top story of 2014? And the police killings of blacks was named to be the number one story. It starts with Ferguson, Missouri, but it goes elsewhere. The investigations and the protests that are going on, even this weekend there were protests. Big story. So the editors and news directors and writers are the ones that contribute to that. What do you think the top story is of the year? 888-302-DOUG or email to Doug and Jen at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Anything new in the wrinkle on the social media, Jen?
Not too much, but I will post some stuff up there for us, so we'll have something for the next hour. How about that?
One of the things that one of the people that I find most stimulating of all the daytime talkers, I do like Ellen DeGeneres. I think she'd be is it just me? She's becoming a little bit too sold on herself.
I've heard some weird things about Ellen, because I think on TV she is if not the one of the most likable people to watch on
TV.
Very
likable. Yep.
I think she's relatable to a lot of people. And she doesn't seem to take herself too seriously. But, you know, every once in a while you hear these stories, especially in our business. You know, the industry talks. I've heard that it's not that she's a mean or nasty person. I've heard she's very nice. But I've heard that she's very insecure and that she has to plot out every second, every minute of what she's going to do on TV. There's nothing left to chance.
Really?
And she's a perfectionist and just has to have everything happen at the right time. I've heard it from multiple people, and I think that that kind of catches up with you after a while. You know, people don't want any surprises thrown at them. Maybe they trust it. Maybe that's why celebrities like her so much, because they know they're not going to be ambushed by anything.
Well, it wouldn't work well in this setting, but good luck to her in that setting. It works for her there. Wendy Williams is another daytime host that I have great respect for, and I always like it when the audience members ask her questions.
I was watching Matt Homesick this weekend and thought, she's, again, another person you look at and you're like, why am I watching this? But she just makes you want to watch her.
I mean, she does. So here she is talking to one of the audience members about comments that the audience person and her mother look like sisters. How do you reflect on that? Here's Wendy Williams.
So I have this coworker for about a year now. I knew her. We hang out. And she, every time she sees a picture of my man, she goes, oh, he's fine. Or, oh, he looks really good. So I'm thinking she has a crush on my man. So how do I tell her to stop without sounding so rude or jealous?
It's not about being rude or jealous. You have to tell her direct. Because to me, straight talk makes for straight understanding.
Yes.
You know, you can say my man looks good once and that's it. But all this commenting on him, and no, I'm not threatened by you. It's just that you need to learn the bounds of appropriate behavior. And so I'm telling you right now, stop commenting on, ooh, my man, ooh, my man.
Yes.
All right. I did the wrong.
Ooh, my man.
Yeah. But it still shows you how she works with people. She has very good sage comments about life, et cetera, et cetera. 888-302-3684. Janine, welcome to Good Day. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you. I just wanted to comment on the Salvation Army.
Sure.
That has one of the lowest overheads. The money all goes exactly where they say this time of the year.
Right.
They do it for toys and for food for families, and you can go and see exactly what they're doing with it. The head of the whole thing nationally makes, I don't think even makes $30,000 a year.
Did it sound like I was suggesting that Salvation Army was not an appropriate charity?
Yes, it sounded like that you all were saying that you weren't sure where that money was going. I was
I'm sorry to interrupt, but
let me clarify
because what I meant by that comment is I always, you know, and not just with the Salvation Army, but you always want to look at where the money's going, and that's why I weigh it between the national causes and the local causes, because I like to see, you know, a little mixture of both. So that's what I was getting at.
But when you give to them, it stays local.
It stays in the community.
Yes. Right. Whatever you give, it stays in the community. And as I said, you look at the salary of the person who is head of the whole thing nationally versus the Red Cross and some of these other things.
Really
United Way.
Red Cross is
You know, they make very little money. It is a very, very altruistic and does a lot of good work in the community.
Yep. We're with you. Thank you, Janine, for helping us clarify that. Nice to have you on. Merry Christmas to you and your family. 888-302-3684. Head of the Red Cross makes $870,000 a year plus bonuses.
That's so crazy.
That seems inappropriate for what, you know, for what they're all about. But it's a big management job, no question about that. But I don't know. I guess you take it with a grain of salt. Here's something not to take with a grain of salt. If you're thinking about having surgery to make yourself look younger, why in the world would you do that when you have products like GenuCell that can take the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, and go poof, just in time for Christmas, the holiday season, looking better already. That's what one woman said. I look better. She's got this stuff last week. Saw results the first day. It did exactly what you said it would do, Doug. Thank you. That's the point I'm trying to make here. It won't work for everybody, but you got to try it in order to find out if it works for you. And by the way, they wouldn't be promoting this if it didn't work. They wouldn't spend money advertising it. They wouldn't want you to try it if they figured they're going to have to send everybody their money back. Hello, duh. So call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. Try it risk-free. Money-back guarantee. It gets rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags. It absorbs as a serum. It absorbs the water out from under your skin. That's really what makes those, that makes the pockets under your eyes and accentuates them. And you want something simple to get rid of that look. No tricks, no hiding behind glasses, no makeup. It's GenuCell, 800-543-9262. Order it now. And by the way, if you mention Doug Steffen, the folks there will double the supply of GenuCell immediately. So the effects, as far as the order is concerned, you get twice as much of the product, so you can work twice as much on your face to make it look twice as good, half the amount of time. How about that for a deal? 800, I don't know if you like my math, but you get the gist of this. 800-543-9262. Express Holiday Shipping. If you call now, it's free. You'll get it before Christmas. GenuCell for the puffiness, the bags under your eyes works, or your money back. 800-543-9262.
The American Veterans Center, a nonprofit organization preserving and protecting the oral histories of our veterans, like Major Kurt Lee. Wounded in the Korean War, Major Lee stole a jeep from a MASH unit to return to the front lines to lead his men. The American Veterans Center records stories like these and catalogs them at the Library of Congress for all Americans. Veterans are the backbone of our country, and their legacy should never be forgotten or rewritten. Please donate generously this month to help preserve our veterans' legacy at AmericanVeteransCenter.com.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Television time here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, binge watching of video content and time shifted viewing increasing in TiVo households, Jennifer. The report says most viewers time shift their watching of drama and science fiction programs, but not their watching of sports. Is that what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Nobody wants to watch a game, you know, 3 days after it happens.
No,
you already know the results, but. Yeah. Time-shifted viewing is the new normal now, I think, for all TV.
Does that make it worth more money for the advertisers, one would wonder?
Well, it makes it harder to find ways to advertise, because with time-shifted viewing, most of the time you can skip right past the commercials.
Right.
So, you know, that means more product placement and getting creative with your advertising dollars.
Mm-hmm. All right, Fox News, the business channels are not on Dish.
Yeah.
This thing is becoming a daily event.
Again, these are daily things as these deals come up. I've mentioned this before with the networks like Fox or CBS or ABC that have other cable properties. What's happening is they're trying to charge for their network stuff. So they're, you know, stuff in the low end of the dial, and they're using their cable properties as collateral. So on Dish Network, if you're a Dish customer, Fox News, Fox Business Channels, they're dark today. Don't worry, it always comes back. Give it a few days, they'll work it out. But this, unfortunately, is one of those little bumps in the road that you have to deal with as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
USA orders a hacker drama starring Christian Slater Monday.
Yeah, another thing for him.
Exactly, another thing. And he kills TV series, by the way.
Yeah.
This show is called Mr. Robot, and it's a drama about an elite hacker caught between the criminal underground and cybersecurity firm that he works for. Also trending today on Facebook, Dougie, this is a biggie. This new miniseries that's going to focus on O.J. Simpson has cast David Schwimmer, who's going to play Robert Kardashian.
Really?
He joins Cuba Gooding Jr. playing O.J. and then Sarah Paulson playing Marsha Clark. The new Late Late Show host, James Corden, said he got some advice from Piers Morgan. You know, Piers will talk to anybody.
He's a great guy.
Quote said, he just said, go for it and give it your best shot, but know that this is a piece of television real estate that Americans feel a sense of ownership over, and they will come for you. There will be criticism either way, whatever you do. It's probably very good advice, actually.
Well, it didn't happen to Craig Ferguson, though.
You're right. I don't remember when Craig started.
9 years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was like when he first started. good, but he did a great job, I think. Yep. Fell into it. People Magazine had these their first annual People Magazine Awards last week, Dougie. They created the sexiest woman of the year. They announced her. Do you know who it is?
No.
Model and actress Kate Upton.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Cute. She's very pretty. So she's the sexiest woman of the year. She was honored last Thursday when the awards were handed out. TV performance of the year went to actress Lisa Kudrow, which I thought was an interesting choice.
Uh-huh.
John Hamm got the award for TV performance of the year for an actor. And then for movies, Jennifer Aniston got hers for Cake and Michael Keaton as well for Birdman. Now, the folks over at TV Guide have named their 10 best TV shows of the year. Fargo in at number one. And your favorite, Dougie, and at number two, The Good Wife. Sure. Rounding out the top five, Jane the Virgin, Game of Thrones at number four, and The Roosevelts, An Intimate History at number five.
Up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos is on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his overview of important stories. He does the research in all of the important medical journals, so you'll know what is at the forefront of information for sort of traditional medicine. So let's get started, Dr. Ken, with the good news about your life expectancy and what's happening not only here in our country, but all around the globe.
This is good news for the whole world. Out of the Medical Journal of Lancet, Doug, this week, since 1990, life expectancy across the world has increased by more than 6 years to an average of 71 and a half years. Major decreases in deaths have occurred in cancer, cardiovascular disease, infectious disease, and prenatal complications.
A lot of actually fairly decent news from the medical community, maybe a Merry Christmas present for people, for example, those who are at risk for having a stroke. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a very well-known cardiologist, so this is something right up his alley.
Exactly. This is New England Journal of Medicine this week. Using a stent to capture and remove a stroke-causing blood clot is a safe way, and it improves recovery. About one-third of patients who had the procedure, is called intra-arterial treatment, it's coming to America, recovered from their stroke with only slight disability and were able to care for themselves, compared with just 19% of patients given regular care. To be effective, this treatment must be done in the first 6 hours after stroke symptoms start. it, and the sooner the better. If you have weakness, unclear speech, inability to think, get to the emergency department.
All right, so who pays for this, though? Is this going to be something that will be covered pretty much by everybody's policies?
Ultimately, when it gets more experience and more research, the insurers will cover it, but yes, it's in the $30,000 range.
All right. Here's a bit of information about a drug that hasn't been used for a long time. If you want to quit smoking, apparently this is the way to do it.
This is great news. This is a forgotten drug. New England Journal of Medicine, smoking accounts, Doug, for more avoidable public health damage than anything else, including obesity. The path is giving up the vice is paid with smoking cessation aids, such as nicotine gums, patches, and drugs like Chantix. But there's another treatment that works at least as well, though it's been used since the 1960s. Many, even American doctors, have never heard of it. It costs a fraction of what Chantix does, and it's even cheaper than patches and gums. The treatment is cytisine. It's a plant-based drug that blocks nicotine receptors in the brain, much like Chantix does, and the drug has been used to treat more than 20 million people. Cytisine is a natural herb, and it's very effective. If you're trying to stop smoking, ask your doctors about it. Very cheap.
Yoga. Good news for those who are practicing yoga these days.
More good news from the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. Yoga may help the heart, Doug. The benefits are similar to those of conventional exercise, such as brisk walking. People randomly assigned to take yoga classes show improvement in their weight, blood pressure, and cholesterol.
All right. Now, this, I didn't even know this was something in the works. Banning powdered alcohol?
This is pretty serious stuff. Powdered alcohol has not even arrived in stores yet, but states already are moving to ban the product, Doug. The product is marketed as an ounce of rum or vodka in powdered form, which is then added to water. Each serving is the equivalent of a shot of liquor. The fear is that alcohol could fuel underage drinking and violence.
Really? All right. Okay, well, we got a lot of good news out of that report, and that last one was just plain interesting. Let's talk with speaking about interesting, important news for people who are trying to look their best and haven't found the right treatment yet for bags, puffiness, lines around the eyes. Ken's got the fix for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you sure can have surgery to look younger, but why on earth would you want to do that? Imagine the bags and puffiness under your eyes gone just in time for these holidays. Listen to Joanne from Connecticut. My husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw results the first day he used it. I have also had remarkable results. Can't be without it. Genucel by Chamonix is an easy choice. Genucel contains all natural ingredients for incredible results safely and quickly. It's as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see the results like Joanne's in 12 hours or your money back. Forget that tired look. Stop using makeup tricks or hiding behind glasses. Call now to try Genucel risk-free with a money-back guarantee.
800-822-6145. Call that number now to order Genucel and get the legendary SRT wrinkle treatment free with your order. If you ask nicely, 800-822-6145. The important message here is you combat wrinkles and facial lines without surgery or Botox. Just use Genucel, which you can get at 800-822-6145. Bags, puffiness, poof, they're gone like magic. 800-822-6145. Got a question for Dr. Ken? Call this Saturday between 7 and 9 Eastern Time to 888-DR-KEN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980. 1980-